Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan, always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, 3:05. McMonagle here with you. 3 hours down, two more to go on our five-hour midnight ride on one of the more exciting days in New York sports recent history. As we have game six, we saw how game five went. It better not look like game five. It better be completely different than game five. Madison Square Garden, Knicks Celtics, with a chance to go and beat the defending champs and move on to the Eastern Conference Finals. I believe it's Wednesday for game one against the Indiana Pacers. And, you know, we spent a lot of time on the Subway Series, which is the other event tonight. And really, to me, it's the, you know, one's an event, or one's a moment we're waiting for that, as you heard in the update there, the 50,000 against one, Juan Soto back in the Bronx, the atmosphere the crowd's going to bring, the Yankee fans raining down boos on Juan Soto and how he handles it. It's probably, you know, it's the most anticipated, exciting Subway Series game in the regular season probably ever. Like, outside of the first one in 97 and the novelty of it and the first time the team's played in the regular season. But outside of that, I mean, this really feels like, you know, both teams really good. They hit the Juan Soto dynamic, the fan base's belief. And really, that's the difference in what's, you know, tonight's kind of about the Yankee fan and Juan Soto more than it is about the Met fan. That's what makes tonight a significant night, Juan Soto's first game back in the Bronx. But the idea of these two teams competing, and even though they're not in the same division, even though this is as unimportant a regular season game can be, it's May, both teams are in first, and it's outside their leagues. It's as meaningful as playing the White Sox for the Mets or the Reds for the Yankees. But when the two teams play and the games start and the atmosphere, what it's going to be, and really for the Met fan who has now, not only are they having a good season, because there's been other seasons where the Mets have had as good or a better record than the New York Yankees heading in, or were perceived to be as good or better a team at the moment as the New York Yankees. But this is about the belief that the Met fans have in the regime. Like, we talk so much about the regime, especially with the Giants and the Jets in football, and the new head coach, and the GM, and the owner. You got diehard fans giving up on the team until the owner decides to sell. I mean, the regimes are so important in football, but the regime right now of Steve Cohen and David Stearns and even Mendoza is trusted and believed in as much as a Met fan has ever believed in a team, in someone running the operation. You're going to put that. So, yeah, Mike agrees with me. You're going to put that thought into one sentence.
So you're right. Like, there have been times where the Mets had a team on the same level.
Yeah.
This is the first time a Mets fan can think the organization is on the level of the Yankees.
Correct. Good way to put it. Yep. This is the first time that not only is it just the circumstance, maybe due to injuries or, you know, the Mets got lucky or whatever the case may be. And, you know, that's maybe that's a Yankee fan spin, but you get it. Mets fans have might gone in feeling confident that they could win two of the three games or are a better team at the moment, but they were never the franchise, and the organization was never on par with the New York Yankees or on par with the best in baseball. And now every Mets fan believes deep in their soul that they are. They have the richest owner in baseball. David Stearns has done as much with the starting staff and pitching that we have seen in forever. Last year, they went on this incredible run and were the best team in the second half of the sport. And then this year, obviously, off to a great start, playing extremely well in first place. And so right now, it's not just, hey, we have a chance to win this game. It's, hey, this is further proof that we are better run than you. And that's something the Met fan hasn't had in a long time. So the Soto angle is more about the Yankee fan and showing displeasure for the first player in franchise history, really, to leave for greener pastures when the Yankees desired to keep him and offered him $760 million to do so, and their displeasure with that or whatever. But when it comes down to the actual Subway Series and why this is so dynamic is, you know, Juan Soto, yes, because he is one of the first real major pieces that have put the organizations on level, but it's more about that. It's more about Stearns, Cohen, Mendoza, last year's run, Lindor, Alonso. Yes, obviously Soto and signing him and what that contract means more than even the player, what that contract and taking him from the Yankees means. So tonight is the first real test since this Met fan has believed in the organization this much. Because with Cohen, yeah, you were happy. He comes in. He's finding. He has money. He's obviously not the Wilpons. They trade and pay Lindor, but they didn't win right away. And 2 years ago, it fell apart, and they had to trade pieces away. And even through May last year, wasn't a lot of optimism heading into the season. It was proved out to be warranted until May, and then they turned it around and had this great year. So since really, and even though they swept the Subway Series last year against the Yankees, this is the first real one where they signed the premier free agent in a historic contract away from the Yankees. It was the two of them bidding on them, and the Mets won. Stearns is doing it again with this rotation. They have the, you know, I think the second best record in the American League, the National League rather, and are in first place over the Phillies. And this is the first real opportunity to come to Yankee Stadium with the player they desired to stick it to the Yankees and prove they are not only the better team, but the better organization, which has been something clearly, as we found out in the offseason in the Juan Soto sweepstakes, that every Met fan is desperate to prove and wants almost as bad as having a better team. They want the better organization. And for good reason, because organizations lead to sustained winning, and that's what you'd like. But this is that first chance. But tonight in particular is kind of about the Yankee fan and a kind of about the Yankees and losing Juan Soto and how they measure up now not having him and the reaction he's going to get in the building and the atmosphere that creates. But the overall three-game set is a lot about the Met fan and furthermore proof that they are the better team with the better GM, the better manager, the better owner, and the more stable franchise, and that's why Juan Soto picked them. And all of that can be somehow stamped a truth by winning two of three, or could be stamped a folly by losing two of three. Both are just as ridiculous. It's a three-game set, but we're going to treat it like so much more, and that's what makes it fun. 888-808-1019. Let's get back to the calls. Rob and Edison, what's up, Rob?
Hey, Chris, how's it going?
Good,
yeah,
how are
let's
you,
not
buddy?
Overrate. I'm all right, man. The Subway Series is just a bit overrated.
Of course.
Mets were 4-0 last year, and the Yankees were in the World Series. So
that's anyway, what I said, and people were telling me that I'm hanging on to the World Series like a loser. I agree.
No, I'm a Mets fan. I'm just saying this is a regular season Subway Series, a bit overrated. But I didn't want to talk about that. The Judge thing that you were talking about, walking him, very interesting topic. I heard Buster only on another station talking about this,
mm-hmm.
and he said that the analytics today state that you have a better chance of not scoring. Aaron Judge comes to the plate, he has a better chance of not scoring if you pitch to him than if you walk him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, they're married to the analytics now.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no feel for the game. Like, I agree with you. I wouldn't pitch to him in the eighth inning. But they're saying now that there's a better chance that he will not score a run if you pitch to him and try to get him out than walk him. And he also said that Barry Bonds' 2002 season, that was the most incredible season we ever saw. He walked 230 times. He hit like 360, couldn't get him out. He said that would never happen again today because they would never walk someone 230 times today with the analytics, because the analytics say,
yeah,
go after him, try to get him out. If you walk him, he has a better chance of scoring.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, we are so analytically driven in our sports today, and I'm sure that makes sense. That was what our last caller was talking about the odds of, you know, because right now Judge has a on-base percentage of .497, right? So you still have a 50% chance of getting him out if you try to pitch to him. Now, some of those are intentional walks, which he leads Major League Baseball in with 7.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
He's on pace from just about what he had last year, maybe a little bit more. He had 20 intentional walks last year. He's at 7 right now. But yeah, I mean, he's hitting 400, right? So if you pitch to him and throw him strikes, you've got a 60% chance of getting him out. And that's with him being on fire right now. So I understand the analytics of it. And that's the basic analytics. I'm sure there's deeper analytics, but just basically hitting 400, if you pitch to him and don't walk him and just throw him strikes, he's going to make out 60% of the time. But I think there comes a time where, I don't know, man. We'll see. That's why I'm fascinated by it, because they haven't. To your point, and I guess to Buster Olney's point, they haven't. We talk about it. It doesn't happen. I'm happy it doesn't happen, But it doesn't happen. Oh, who's hitting behind him? They're not going to pitch to him. They're not going to pitch to him. You know how many times I heard that in the offseason when Met fans were crowing? And how many called me up and said, with no Juan Soto, they're not going to pitch to him. Not going to pitch to him. Nobody hitting behind him. Not going to pitch to him. Not going to pitch to him. And yet, he sees as many strikes as anybody else. They are pitching to him. And whether it's the analytics or whatever, like, we have not seen what everybody says we're going to see. And I find it fascinating. And I think the Mets are as analytically driven as anybody. They have a huge analytical department. Not to knock them or say they're, you know, a slave to that, but like I'm just saying, they have analytics and they go through all the numbers. I'd be surprised if they walk them, but I'm just fascinated in this series. Yankee Stadium, tie game in the ninth. You're really going to attack Aaron Judge? If he can beat you with one swing and you don't want to see if, you know, make Bellinger beat you? Make Austin Wells beat you? Even Jason Dominguez beat you? Like, no? Seems interesting to me. Jeff in Fairview. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, Chris?
What's going on?
Oh, Mendoza. He did not pitch to Judge last year. He didn't. And he was like the first one to do it. And that's why we swept you.
I don't remember that as much. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm trying to think. Did they pitch? He a few times. Remember, then he... And then didn't he strike out? Diekman struck him out. They attacked him in the ninth inning. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, they pitched around him a couple times, and that was why it was a talking point that they attacked him with Diekman. Yeah.
He took one right down a pipe. That would have fooled me, too. I was shocked.
Yeah.
But let me talk about McGill. Last game he pitched against the Cubs, he got hit. He caught. They were jumping on his first pitch. They did not want to see that two-strike slider.
Right.
So I looked for McGill to maybe pitch backwards to the Yankees, maybe not throw that first one right down the pipe. You know, got to hit his spots because nobody wants to face that two-strike slider. So I look for McGill to not, you know, pitch backwards a little bit.
Okay, I mean, to get off, throwing first-pitch fastballs, if that was an issue for him against the Cubs.
Slider,
yeah,
outside, then you throw the fastball, you know, hit your spots.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. Listen, McGill's having a, I mean, I guess he's been their least most, I don't know, it's him and Peterson have been their least productive starters, but he's still, as long as he throws strikes, I mean, he's been pretty damn good. Now, yeah, you don't want to fall into a pattern of throwing nothing but first pitch fastballs because they will jump on you, they will look at it, and teams will be prepared for it. But, yeah, I mean, look, I think it's going to be, I think we're going to get some low-scoring games. Who knows? But I think the pitching is going to be good in the series. The Mets have had the best starting rotation in baseball. The Yankees are avoiding Kodai Senga, who's been their best. But, I mean, Griffin Canning's right behind him. He's been incredible. Griffin Canning is the one. I can't get over Griffin Canning. Because we have seen, and the Yankees have seen, Clay Holmes is a two-time All-Star. Clay Holmes was a closer. Clay Holmes has great stuff. Clay Holmes has always had great stuff. Now, I didn't know if he could transition to a starting pitcher. I don't know if we are 100% sure that that transition is going to be smooth sailing from here on out. So far, amazingly good. And there's no reason to think it won't be at least, you know, a middle of the rotation starter moving forward. He's been that good. Even better than that. But I knew he had talent. He would lose it sometimes, shake his confidence sometimes, hang some sliders sometimes, but I knew Clay Holmes could get people out. There was no doubt about it. He can get people out. Griffin Canning has never shown the ability to be anywhere near what he is giving you now. Anywhere near. This guy was pitching to a 5 ERA with the Angels. If he wasn't on the Angels, he wouldn't have been in a rotation. That's how, like, he went. He was the worst. He was arguably the worst starter on the team that consistently is the worst pitching team in baseball for the last 5 or 6 years. And what they've been able to turn him into, I mean, I'm sure it goes deeper than just throw your slider more, but they've obviously upped his slider pitch count. They want him to throw more sliders. Whatever they're doing, like, you can point to turning Severino around. Severino was an ace. He had a miserable last year with the Yankees, but we have seen him dominate. He was a great starting pitcher for years. Manaea, relegated to the bullpen the last couple of years, not overly impressive the last couple of years, but had a 2 or 3 year pretty damn good run with Oakland where he was a good pitcher. What they're doing with Griffin Canning is, to me, the best example of the Mets pitching lab being what we see. Like what they have done with Griffin Canning is by far, to me, the most impressive of all of their turning starters into the best versions of themselves. Because even if they did a good job with Griffin Canning, okay, maybe they'll knock him down to a 4 ERA and he'll be a serviceable fifth starter if they have some injury issues in the rotation. I never thought that we'd be looking at Griffin Canning as the second best starter on the Mets. It's by far their best performance. It is their crowning achievement, what they're doing with Griffin Canning. So we'll see what we get from him on Saturday. Felix in New Brunswick. What's up, Felix?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, buddy?
I want to say, I had a question, but I first want to say a funny story that happened with a buddy of mine.
Okay.
You got a buddy of mine bought a suit, made a custom suit, mm-hmm. and the lining, he put in Juan Soto. He's a diehard Yankees fan.
Okay.
Put in Juan Soto. This is this fall, mm-hmm. a week after he got the suit delivered. Juan Soto was traded to the Mets.
Signed in a free. He wasn't traded. He was signed via free agency.
So
ordered this after the season.
Yes.
Oh, when he knew Soto was going to be, I feel less bad for him because he knew Soto was going to be a free agent. It's not like he got traded. But yeah, that's amazing. So he just figured he was going to stay with the Yankees.
Yeah, he figured he was going to stay.
Yeah, I mean, he got a suit. And the inner lining is Juan Soto in a Yankee
picture
uniform?
Juan Soto hitting, yeah, and Yankees and all that.
That's funny. I guess he'll have to fix the suit or keep it.
Nah, he tore it up.
Oh my god, he tore it up.
He tore out the lining.
Yeah, that's funny. That's crazy. People are crazy when they do. That's a lesser one. Like you've seen people put, you know, 2024 World Series champion tattoos on their arms, like you know, in April and stuff. It's great. People are nuts. People are nuts.
So my main question is, do you think it's going to work in the Mets' favor that Juan Soto knows the ins and outs of the Yankees, like knows the coaches and knows everyone, and
no,
knows his teammates?
No. I don't think it makes their manager was the Yankee bench coach. They don't need Juan Soto, not last year, but no, I don't think Juan Soto has any sort of inner secrets. Because I mean, every year you have guys on one team, on the next. I mean, I don't really think it matters all that much. I mean, we haven't seen that really be an issue throughout Major League Baseball. I don't know. When the Yankees play the Cubs, are you going to feel better because Bellinger's on the team? Yeah, I mean, typically mid-season acquisitions, more with football when it's strategy and different things. But yeah, maybe mid-season you have to change your signs or something like that. But no, I really don't think Juan Soto is going to have any real secrets to present the Mets. And these teams know each other very well. Again, one, it's not just Juan Soto. Clay Holmes was with the Yankees last year. Luis Torrens has been a Yankee. The manager was the Yankee bench coach. Like, there's a lot of Yankee connection to this team before Juan Soto ever got here. So I don't think that really plays a role in it at all, no. Stuart in Brooklyn, what's up, Stu?
Listen, the guy tears up the suit. just take the lining up, put a new lining in of Aaron Judge.
Yeah, no, that's what all. He did. Yeah, Aaron Judge, exactly right, yes.
No, look,
of Trent Grisham. That's what he should replace.
Trent Grisham. He's been amazing so far this year, and we knew he was a good, great defensive outfielder, but to be hitting all like this?
No, I mean, what Christian is doing is insane. It's insane.
Yeah, and let's get to this series. We have to, the Yankees have to take 2 out of 3.
Do they have to?
Look, to satisfy the fans, you know the fans are going to want to.
Who cares? You don't want to get swept ever. The Yankees lose the series and take 1 out of 3, like, what happens exactly?
We have to keep the momentum going, don't we?
I mean, when you say
into the next series, which is who they play next, Texas. So they have to have momentum going into that series because Texas is not a bad team.
No, I mean, Texas is a good team, but. I mean, they're not as good as people thought they were going to be. But they can't lose the series. Otherwise, what happens next?
They're not bad. It's still May. But yeah. It would be nice to win this series.
Of course, it would be nice. That's my point.
Although we made the World Series. But the thing is, to lose to the Mets is not a good sticking point. And getting to tonight, if the Knicks don't win tonight, I don't know what to say then.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't think they're dead. I don't think it's impossible they win Game 7. It's hard to envision it, and it's a hell of a lot harder than winning this game. Like, this is a game they just have to come out and win, and they have to match the urgency, which they've been unable to do when they have prosperity. But this game, it means so much. I expect them to come out and play well. I think Karl Anthony Towns has to play a role. The guy I'm looking at is OG Anunoby. Now, I know we'll see what if his hamstring is really bothering him. He's got to be better offensively. He's got to be more involved. He's got to hit some shots. He has scored. I think he dropped 20 in game 4, but 3 of the last 4 games he's scored 5, 2, and 5. Like, that can't happen. OG Anunoby's got to be much better offensively. Mikal Bridges has got to start the game better offensively. And obviously, Karl Anthony Towns, he's got to stay out of foul trouble, and he's got to finish at the rim. That's it. He doesn't have to do a lot. Like, I'm not saying he's got to come out and score 30. Karl Anthony Towns has to do, I'd like to see him hit some threes, but 2 things. That's it. Don't get into foul trouble and finish at the rim. That's it. That's what I want to see from Karl Anthony Towns. That's it. Very simple. Easy. I'm not even talking about defense. His defense has been fine. It's not great, but I don't think he's a great defensive player, so I can't ask much more defensively. Stay out of foul trouble. When you attack the rim because they're guarding you with Jrue Holiday, finish! 888-808-1019. McMonagle with you. Quick break. We'll come back, take more of your calls. Still have another hour and a half of this 5-hour midnight ride on one of the biggest Fridays you could possibly have. Knicks, Celtics, game number 6, Madison Square Garden, 8 o'clock. And an hour before that, at Yankee Stadium, Juan Soto will have his first appearance as a New York Met at Yankee Stadium in the most anticipated Subway Series probably since the World Series in the year 2000.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You're juggling work, life, and receivers who can't catch a cold. We get it. And we got you. New York Sports. No filter. The Fan. 1019 FM and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
All right, 3:35. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. 888-808-1019. I just went to the bathroom, and I saw it again in the mirror. Yesterday, so now this is a full day. Yesterday, messing around with my kids, they have these like indoor darts, like Nerf arrows. Not even darts. They're, you know, arrows, I think. But they're like Nerf arrows with a suction cup at the end of it that you shoot and it sticks to the wall, right? So like messing around as, you know, my wife came in after work and everything else, and she's unhappy with the idea that I'm watching whatever I want to watch and she can't watch anything, and the room wasn't cleaned up and I didn't do this and I didn't do that. So she's, you know, coming in. She's like, why don't, you know, and guys, can we clean this up? And the Legos are over here and the wood blocks are over here. And it's like, so like as a joke, I picked up like one of these arrows and I put it on my forehead. And I just like, without her looking, and I looked up and I said, honey, you are absolutely right. And this is, I shouldn't be like this. And like with the dart on my forehead, just to mess around, to kind of like cut the tension for a moment. And my kids thought it was hilarious and they refused to let me take it off. And I had the dart. They wanted to see how long it would stay on my head without falling off. And it was on there. I have to admit, if this is a good promo for Nerf darts, it stayed on my head for about 35 minutes. And I thought it was hilarious, and we had a good time with it, and it was like one of those, you know, messing around things. And then I saw it yesterday morning. I look like, right in the middle of my head, like, the athletes who do the suction cup stuff all over their body, I have a big red circle. Like, I don't know, maybe an inch in diameter, like right in the middle of my head from the suction cup of that dart.
I did the same thing.
Did you really?
Not with a Nerf thing.
Uh-huh.
But with one of those suction cups that you hang like things with.
Right.
There's a little hook on it so you can hang something on a glass.
Yeah.
And it left the same thing.
And it left a mark?
Big mark for a couple of days.
Yeah, it's still there. I just went to the bathroom now, and believe it or not, I don't look in the mirror all that much. So I saw it yesterday morning. I didn't really notice it while I was brushing my teeth. I didn't really give myself a look over. But just now in the bathroom, I gave myself a once-over, and it is still there.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I feel like such an idiot.
Yeah, me too. I actually made up a story that I hit a doorknob.
Instead of saying what? And what was the... Well, I have a fun story about trying to make my kids laugh and cut tension. Why did you have a...
I was just doing it to make my wife laugh.
Yeah, oh, there you go.
I hung someone off like an idiot.
Yeah. I did the exact same thing.
Similar thing.
Yeah. She was yelling at me, and I thought it would cut the tension if when she turned to look at me, I had a dart on my forehead. But, like, it worked. She kind of laughed and called me an idiot, and it did cut the tension. But now I have a big red circle in the middle of my head. Oh, my God.
You're not alone.
Oh, thank you. It feels good to
Seems
know
like
that
one of those things guys or young boys do and no woman has ever thought to do.
No, no one, yeah. No one with you know, any intelligence would ever think to do that. But like, I just thought it would be a funny little thing. And I didn't expect to have it on my head for as long, but the kids got such a kick out of it. When I went to take it off, they were like, no, let's see. Because you play the game, part of the game that they play with the dart is they stick it to the wall, and then they see how long it before it falls. So like, the thing was, well, let's see how long it'll stay on your head, Daddy. And it's staying on my head for like 30 minutes.
Yeah, the science behind it is, you know, exactly like a hickey.
Yes, exactly. Right. And it actually stayed to, and it's left a big hickey on my forehead. It actually stayed on my head longer than it stays on the wall. Like, it actually did a better job with this. I don't know if, because I didn't actually shoot it into myself. I actually put it into my head. So it actually stuck better to my head than the wall. And it was on my head for like 30 minutes.
And usually hickeys don't last a half an hour.
Is that it? Hickeys only last like a half hour?
No.
A lot longer.
Oh, that's what I was saying. Yeah. You confused me by that.
No. Two.
Oh, to have someone sucking on my neck for a half hour. Right. To create the hickey. Right. Hickeys aren't generated in an hour. It only takes a few seconds. Haven't had a hickey in a long time. Haven't had a hickey in a long time, but they last a long time. So we'll see. I got a couple days, I guess, with this big round circle on my head. Hopefully it goes away. But I just saw it again in the mirror. I'm such an idiot. I got a birthday party. I got like two birthday parties tomorrow. I'm going to the Yankee game. You know, Evan gave me the tickets. Who knows who'll be there? You know, Olivero could be there. Bosses could be there. I got a big circle on my forehead. Like an idiot. And I'll tell them. I'm cupping. You know, it helps the blood flow to my brain. I could use it with all my flubs at 4 o'clock in the morning. 888-808-1019. But let's get back to the calls. Reese and Manalapan. What's up, Reese?
How you doing, C-Mac?
What's up, brother?
So, you know me as a guy who's always called in about the Yankees or Rangers.
Okay.
I've never been this much invested in the Knicks because for my age demographic, we have been remotely pretty awful for most of my life.
Yeah.
And I can't explain to you the excitement / nervousness I have going into tomorrow night.
Yep.
Coupled with the fact that it's Soto's return to Yankee Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
But I swear it is not an exaggeration where this night tomorrow, if it goes how we all hope, can be documented for who knows how many years to come.
Yeah, I mean, if it goes one of two ways, right? If it goes, certainly it involves the Knicks winning. And then if it's Soto hitting two home runs or Soto striking out four times, if it's one or the other, then it becomes a memorable night, I guess, maybe. But really, it would be, I don't know if you're a Yankee fan or a Met fan.
I am a Yankee fan.
Yankee fan, yeah. I mean, the real memorable night, let's be fair. If it's going to be one of those memorable nights, it's the Knicks winning in the same fashion in which they won game one and two. Or at least maybe not coming from behind 20 points, but end of game heroics from the Mr. Clutch, the captain, Jalen Brunson, and then Juan Soto going off in the Bronx. Like that's if he hits three home runs and the Knicks win, now it becomes one of the more memorable nights in the history.
So it's funny you bring up Captain Clutch, because my bold prediction is, because we saw how game five unfolded and we kept it close for a while, and then the third quarter came, got into foul trouble with Cat and Brunson, and seeing Brunson get fouled out, walk off, go on the Jumbotron, wave goodbye, you almost, like, and this is just me from any Nick I've seen, he's shown me enough to believe that I feel like he might drop, like, 40 to maybe even 50 points.
Yeah, I mean, that would be great if he drops 40 or 50. Hopefully they don't need that. Hopefully, and thank you for the call, Reese. Hopefully it's not the kind of game they need 40 or 50 from him. But if they do, then yeah, listen, I talked about it. This is, as much as it's hard to get on him because he's been so great. Not in game five. He was bad in game five. I thought in the third quarter he played, we talked about it yesterday, he tried to take over the offense. He has to do it sometimes at the end of games. I thought the third quarter of a tie game at the half was not really where you want to see Brunson kind of try and take over and play the hero ball game. And I thought he was too ball dominant in that third quarter, plus picking up all those fouls. Now, were some of them, you know, touch and go? Yeah. Is it unusual to get that many calls on a player in one quarter, especially the star of the other team? Star of one of the teams? Yeah. But the fouls weren't completely ridiculous or terrible calls. The one where it was initially deemed offensive because the elbow came up and hit him in the face and Boston challenged it, I was hoping that it would just be ruled a non-foul, but to call a foul on him, I guess, was a little bit tough and sucks. But other than that, he did it to himself. And getting fouled out and playing defense in the manner he did to get that sixth foul was terrible. He had a terrible game. These are the games, like, you want to be considered, I know he's not necessarily campaigning for it, but he got it. He's the clutch player of the year. He's the captain of the New York Knicks. He's the guy they rely upon. He's the king of New York. He's this, he's that, he's the other. You have to show up in this game. He cannot allow this team, him. Like, it sucks that, like, and it's not, I know you're going to call me up probably as a Yankee, you know, as I'm the Yankee shill around here, and give me Judge, and how can you say Judge is so great and this and that, and baseball is different. Judge has got to be better in the postseason, there's no doubt. But Judge could go off, and it won't impact the Yankees the same way that Jalen Brunson can impact the Knicks. It's just the game of basketball versus the game of baseball. He's one of five guys on the court. Judge might not come up in the ninth inning to be have an opportunity to be clutch. Like, Brunson's going to have his hands on the ball in the final 30 seconds, barring some sort of disaster, one way or the other. Like, he's going to have the opportunity. Baseball players aren't guaranteed that. In fact, Major League Baseball is, like, coming up, you know, and you know, messing around with the idea of making some sort of magic lineup this situation where the best hitters can come up in the ninth inning. Some craziness they're discussing. Because it's one of the things about baseball where, you know, typically the last drive of the game, you know that Patrick Mahomes is going to have his hand on the ball. You know Jalen Brunson is going to have his hand on the ball. You know that that's how it goes. In baseball, there isn't always that opportunity. Now, that's not trying to say Judge shouldn't be better. He should be better. But what I'm saying is specifically this sport right now, Jalen Brunson, Mr. Clutch, Mr. Everything for the New York Knicks, it falls on from Leon Rose to Tibbs to Brunson. Those are the three guys. Yes, they traded for Karl-Anthony Towns. Yes, he's been a disappointment a lot of this series. Yes, we'll always wonder if they would have been better off not trading for him if they lose this series or lose in the next round and Minnesota goes on to win the NBA championship or gets to an NBA finals or whatever the case may be. We'll always wonder about last year. He's the secondary superstar, the man on this team, the guy who changed this franchise, the man who had more impact in changing the Knicks from the doldrums they were in for the last two decades into the team they are now, one win away from getting back to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time since 2000, a team that has now been in this second round three consecutive years. The number one reason for that metamorphosis has been Jalen Brunson. Number one, he's the reason. He can't allow his team to lose this series. It sucks to put it on him. It might not be fair. It is what it is. He can't be the king of New York if he allows the Knicks to lose three consecutive games after Tatum went down. Plain and simple. It's just a fact. It doesn't have to be fair. It's just the truth. He has got to show up. Does he have to drop 40? No. Does he have to drop 50? Obviously not. Does he have to drop 30? No. He has to win. He has to win. They have got to find a way to win one of these next two games, or his legacy will be impacted. There is no doubt. I'm not saying he will turn into a bum. I'm not saying they'll be ripping down pictures of him as they exit the garden tonight. Like, it's not going to get to that kind of dramatics. No one's going to hate him. No one's going to say trade him. No one's going to say he's a bum. But we're not going to put him on the pedestal that we'd like to put him on if he doesn't win this series, if he allows the collapse. It would have been one thing if he allowed the team to lose in five. If it would have been the gentleman's sweep 90% of basketball fans expected, it would have been one thing. And we could have moved on and figured out, how do we surround him better? How do we put a better team around this guy, this superstar, Mr. Clutch? How do we put a better team around him to beat the likes of the Boston Celtics? That's what we would have said had they just lost the normal series we expected them to lose. But up 3-1, off of getting fouled out in game number five? After being blown out in the two losses? Like, if he loses, if they lose three consecutive games after Tatum went down, it impacts his legacy and his standings around here. There's just no way around. There's no way around it. This is a huge game for him. It's a huge look. And I haven't really mentioned him because I expect him to play well, and he's played well enough for the most part in this series. And I look at guys who they depend on who haven't played nearly as well. OG Anunoby, Karl Anthony Towns, Mikal Bridges, outside of his heroics in the fourth quarters and overtime. Like, all of those guys have to be better. All of those guys have to be better. And I look to that before I even turn to Brunson has to be a hero. Like, before I even get to Brunson has to drop 40, as our last caller said. Brunson has to be the guy who drops 50. Before I even get there, I go, OG's got to score 20. Mikal Bridges has to score 20. Karl Anthony Towns has to finish at the rim. I'll put all of those first. But at the end of it, if they lose these next two games, we're not going to be screaming. We might be screaming about it, but no one's going to say OG Anunoby isn't what we thought he was. Maybe. Maybe we will. But we're going to be complaining, or we're going to be talking about the legacy of Jalen Brunson. Because he's the leader. He's the guy years from now, right now, all these years back. We talk about Starks and his 1-for-18 in game 6, or game 7 rather, excuse me. We talk about the Charles under the basket and the disaster that was and his inability to put the ball in the hoop underneath the basket. We'll talk about different elements and different things and the Reggie Miller, 9 points in 6 seconds and all that stuff. But who do we look back at and say, you know, or at the time, who did we blame for not getting them over the hump? Patrick Ewing. Wasn't good enough to lead the Knicks to the NBA Finals. And looking back on it, we'll throw in all those other things. But in the moment, Patrick wasn't the guy. And I'm not saying Jalen isn't the guy or that we don't love the guy or that he can't be the guy, but this is the kind of series you can't blow. Can't blow it. So I don't know if he has to drop 40, but if he does, he better. I don't know. I don't think he's going to have to drop 50, but if he does, he better. Whatever he has to do to get a victory, this is the game that Knicks fans, we expected from him. And if he doesn't give it to us, we're going to be disappointed. And we might not kill him. We might not even completely blame him. But we can't praise him. And we can't, you know, talk about how he's the best Knick in the history of the franchise, which is what we've been talking about. He's the greatest Knick I've ever seen. He's going to have his number retired. He's as good as anyone who's ever worn the uniform. It's going to be tough. You start losing series, you're up 3-1, and the other team lost their best player. It's always about legacy, fair or unfair. And maybe I'm being unfair right now, but they can't lose this series, plain and simple. 888-808-1019. So that's really, look, I mean, I know tonight's a historic night, right? To be totally honest with you, I wish it wasn't tonight. I wish game 6 was tomorrow night. I wish we could all focus on the Subway Series. I wish we could all focus. Now, we will get to focus at 7 o'clock on the Yankee-Met game, and we'll probably be able to, unless it's one hell of a long at-bat from Lindor, we're going to be able to focus on Soto's first at-bat at Yankee Stadium. But then we turn our attention to the game that matters most. We can have a lot of fun, and I know the fans like to have the dynamic of back and forth and little brother, big brother, and all the crap we talk. And you want to have one over on your friend, or one, you know, have one over on Tim in accounting, and you know, have one over on the exterminator who comes over to your house wearing the Yankee hat. Like, I get it, but ultimately, there's one game of significance being played tonight. And they have got to come out and understand that the urgency has got to be better and that they need this game as much as the Celtics do, because they have just not matched. Like, the second there's any sort of feeling that the game means more to the opponent. We saw it in the Pistons series, too. The Pistons needed game two more than the Knicks did. They got it. I mean, I guess, you know, they needed game six more than the Knicks did too, but then it became you can't go seven. And the Knicks showed up for game six. But like game five against the Pistons didn't match their intensity. Game three against the Celtics, up two games, couldn't match the intensity. Game five, up 3-1, couldn't match the intensity. Whenever it is a comfortable lead, whenever the other team is more desperate, the Knicks can't fool themselves into thinking they're just as desperate. The Pacers did. Pacers were able to convince themselves they were just as desperate as a Cleveland Cavaliers team on the brink. The Minnesota Timberwolves, now I know there's an injury there to Curry, but Minnesota was able to convince themselves that it was they're just as desperate, up 3-1. The Knicks were unable to do so. Now there's no convincing. Now they don't have to lie to themselves. Now they don't have to manufacture or manifest any sort of urgency. The urgency is there. There is a major urgency not to go back for Game 7 in Boston, because nobody wants that. So tonight is a big game for the Knicks. It's a big game for Tibbs. It's a big game for Leon Rose and the trades he made. It's a big game for Jalen Brunson, the superstar. It's a big game for OG Anunoby with the big contract. It's a big game for Mikal Bridges, who's worth five first-round picks. It's a big game for everybody. And they better act like it. 888-808-1019. Quick break. McMonagle here with you. We'll come back. We'll say hello. We'll recap, and we'll get you ready for an exciting Friday here on The Fan, where we will hype up these two games and get you ready for one of the more memorable Friday nights in New York sports. We talked about it yesterday. You have to go back to 1999, the last time we saw a Subway Series game and a Knicks playoff game. But this one feels even more, this one feels different than that. And that one was kind of memorable, too. We went through it yesterday. After the Yankees beat the Mets earlier in the day, it took the Mets a game under 500, and Steve Phillips fired all of Bobby Valentine's coaching staff, and the Mets went on to respond and went 70-38 over the next 108 games. And then, of course, that night was the LJ 4-point play. So a very memorable night in New York sports. What will tonight provide for a memorable night in New York sports and a big Friday night in a big city?
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.